This is Voices of Better Medicine, supported by Northwestern Medicine. I'm Beyonce Fox, and I'm joined by Dr. Clyde Yancey, Chief of Cardiology at Northwestern Medicine. Such a pleasure to have you here today, sir.
Thanks so much, Beyonce.
Thank you. Let's talk about heart disease.
We all know that February is American Heart Month, and heart disease is the leading cause of death in the U.S. Outside of the obvious, sir, why is taking care of your heart so important?
First, let's be clear. We don't want to take a single month as the time when we acknowledge the importance of heart disease. This is a 12-month a year, 7-day a week, 365-day a year process. So let's be very clear about how important this is. Every month is a cause du jour. This time, February, let this be the set point, not just for the month of February, but for the year. Now, why is that so important? Heart disease remains this leading cause of disability, even death, but that's not really the narrative we're focusing on. It is the most preventable chronic disease. If you think about this, with our emphasis now on longevity and vitality and the possibility that we can live longer, happier, healthier lives, we can only do that if we preserve our health. And the most preventable chronic disease is, in fact, heart disease. So February is a time to focus in, hone in, understand precisely what's involved in really reducing this burden of disease. We've come far. We've made a lot of difference over the last several decades, but we have more work we can still do.
What are some of the most common types of heart disease?
When we think about heart disease, we have to broaden our lens and realize that we begin with our lifestyle. Why do I say that? Because things like high blood pressure, things like obesity, things like our behaviors, smoking, sedentary lifestyles, things like our diet, all begin, if you will, the template that then leads to different manifestations, that is, different types of cardiovascular conditions. I'm reluctant to use the word disease because I don't want people to start thinking about their circumstances being something that's foul, something that is wrong. But I want everyone to think about the cardiovascular environment as something that's modifiable, something that's treatable. In that vein, though, we have to realize there are irregular heart rhythms like atrial fibrillation. Heart attacks continue to be a very common disorder. We can do a lot about treating heart attacks. We can do more to prevent them. Heart failure, something with which I'm quite familiar, is a growing condition about which we need to be very concerned. Certain kinds of heart muscle disorders, and of course, heart valve conditions, where we recognize that the valves may begin to independently stop working as well. But once again, there's opportunity. Everything we want to talk about that pertains to the cardiovascular system, I want you to remember one thing. There's an opportunity to make it better.
What symptoms should listeners be aware of, and when should they see a doctor? I know recently I had some heart palpitations. I don't know if it was something that I drank or ate, and shortness of breath, and I got a little nervous, doctor. So when should we consult our doctors?
Once you have a symptom, it's a little late. Simple decisions you can make right now can really prevent the conditions that we all fear. But for certain, whenever your consciousness says you're not feeling as well as you should, and whenever your thought process makes you think hard, that's enough. Call a medical professional. It's so easy today to get pertinent, correct, relevant medical information. Pick up the phone and call whenever something changes.
It's Voices of Better Medicine, supported by Northwestern Medicine. I'm Beyonce Fox, joined by Dr. Clyde Yancey, Chief of Cardiology at Northwestern Medicine. Dr. Yancey, we talked about risk factors. How can someone reduce their risk or prevent heart disease?
Don't smoke. Have an appropriate weight for your height. Be physically active. Follow a heart-healthy diet. You know the rules. Stay away from the fats, stay away from the preservatives, stay away from the salt, and then know your cholesterol, know your blood sugar, and especially know your blood pressure. And then we added this important one, which is number 8, get sufficient sleep. Man, if you can put those 8 things together in one portfolio, you're going in a good direction.
Well, looks like I've got some personal work to do.
And finally, Dr. Yancey, one key point that you want listeners to know about heart health.
It's simply this. Heart disease is preventable. And understand that you have the power, you have the control to really change your profile by thinking about those steps you can take that will prevent conditions. It's remarkably easy if you just give it a little bit of time and attention.
Thank you for this very important message, Dr. Clyde Yancey, Chief of Cardiology at Northwestern Medicine.
Happy to do so. Thanks so much, Beyonce.
I'm Beyonce Fox, and this is Voices of Better Medicine, supported by Northwestern Medicine.